This is Akashvani, the news read by Aparajita Nair. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has reached New Delhi after successfully concluding a substantive and productive visit to the US at the invitation of President Donald Trump. This was the Prime Minister's first visit to the US after the inauguration of President Donald Trump for a second term. During the visit, Prime Minister Modi held bilateral discussions with President Trump in Washington. The discussions covered the entire gamut of the relationship, ranging from strategic and security cooperation, defense, trade and economic engagement, technology, as well as regional and global issues of concern. The Prime Minister said, India and the USA will work together to enhance peace, stability and prosperity in the Indo-Pacific region. Addressing a joint press meet after holding bilateral talks with the US President yesterday, Mr. Modi said, India and America have stood firmly together in the fight against terrorism, and both nations agree that concrete action is needed to eliminate cross-border terrorism. During the first leg of his two-nation tour, Mr. Modi visited France from the 10th to the 12th of February, where he co-chaired the AI Action Summit, along with French President Emmanuel Macron. A meeting of the United Kisan Morcha, non-political, and Kisan Mazdoor Morcha with the central team, led by Union Minister Prahlad Joshi, was held in Chandigarh yesterday. 28 farmers, including farmer leaders Jagjit Singh Dallewal and Sarvan Singh Pandeer, participated in the meeting. Punjab Agriculture Minister Gurmeet Singh Khudia and Punjab Cabinet Minister Lal Chand Kataruchak also attended the meeting. Union Home Minister Amit Shah yesterday held a review meeting with Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis in New Delhi on the implementation of the three new criminal laws in the state. The three new criminal laws are the Bharatiya Nyaya Samhita, Bharatiya Nagarik Suraksha Samhita and Bharatiya Sakshya Adhiniyam. The implementation and current status of various new provisions related to police, prisons, courts, prosecution and forensics in Maharashtra were reviewed in the meeting. During the meeting, Mr. Shah asked Maharashtra Chief Minister Fadnavis to implement the three new criminal laws across all commissionerates in the state as soon as possible. The Central Board of Secondary Education, CBSE, will conduct board exams for Class 10th and 12th from today. The Class 10th exams will conclude on 18th March and the Class 12th exams will end on 4th April. Over 42 lakh students will appear in these exams from 7,842 examination centres in India and abroad. The exams will be conducted in a single session from 10:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. The government has said that several medical equipment are now being produced in India due to the Production-Linked Incentive, PLI, scheme. The Chemical and Fertilizer Ministry said the commercial production of medical equipments like CT scans, dialysis machines, mammography, MRI and high-flow oxygen devices has now started. The ministry said that earlier this medical equipment was imported from other countries. The government had launched the PLI scheme for promoting domestic manufacturing of medical devices in 2020 to promote indigenous manufacturing of medical devices. The Reserve Bank of India has imposed monetary penalty of 5,80,000 rupees on Shriram Finance Limited, 6,70,000 rupees on Ujjivan Small Finance Bank Limited, and 61,40,000 rupees on the Nainital Bank Limited for violating certain bank provisions. According to a press release, a statutory inspection of Shriram Finance Limited with reference to its financial position as on 31st March 2023 revealed that the company had failed to put in place a system of periodic review of risk categorization of accounts, besides failing to share information about relationship segment of the corporates to the credit information companies. The 38th National Games concluded yesterday in Haldwani, Uttarakhand, with a grand closing ceremony that featured spectacular cultural programs, making the event truly memorable. And that is the end of this news bulletin.